Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Let's go to Washington now and to Congress, where Republicans are desperate for a win, and they're hoping they're going to get one with big tax reform and big tax cuts that President Trump has been promising since the campaign. Well, now President Trump has vowed to protect 401k retirement plans as part of the tax overhaul, but GOP House and Senate leaders say they might not be on board. Here to give us the latest on tax reform, on 401ks, and how they could make tax cuts and tax reform much harder for Republicans is Heather Long, economics correspondent for The Washington Post. Heather, good to have you back.
Hi, Todd.
Heather, how did the president and powerful Republican tax writers get into a conflict here over 401ks?
Yeah, it's certainly a bit of a messy conflict. I was looking at the numbers yesterday, and over 62 million Americans have 401ks, so that's about a third of the adult population. So that's why there's a lot of attention on what's going on with these retirement accounts that are so popular in this country. The reason that we're in this debate is very simple, and that is Republicans, both the president and in Congress, want to do really big, large tax cuts, and they need to pay for those somehow. You can't just cut all those taxes and then have this big hole in the federal budget. So they are looking for money anywhere they can to help pay for this plan. And one of the ideas that is under serious consideration is to re-examine whether retirement accounts like 401ks should get such a nice tax break for a lot of middle-class Americans.
That means that Republicans on the Hill are considering dialing down the parts of your 401k that are tax exempt, right? Using the money to pay for those big tax cuts that they want. But how did the president get at odds with them? I guess he's been on Twitter.
Yeah. So he took to Twitter Monday to try to clamp down. He called this 401k a great and popular tax break for the middle class, that it would not be touched. And then yesterday we had the top tax writer on the Republican side, Representative Kevin Brady from Texas. And he was at odds with the president. He was saying they are exploring ideas and that this is a negotiation that's on the table. And later in the day, the president was asked about it again. So wait a minute, what's going on here? Are you all at odds? And he left the door open this time. So on Monday, he was very solid. No way are we changing these 401k accounts. On Wednesday, he too used similar language in that afternoon to say he doesn't want to change them, but it is an active negotiation.
So maybe this is a blip on the road to tax reform. I mean, Heather, it doesn't get much more personal for people and their finances than the 401k. This is not arguing over some arcana buried in the tax code that only a lobbyist cares about.
Exactly. Like I was saying, 62 million Americans would be impacted. At the moment, you can put up to $18,000 tax-free a year into a 401k. It's even more if you're over 50 and trying to catch up on your retirement account savings. And so if we move that down to $2,400, which is one of the numbers that have been floated, you know, there's a lot of people who would suddenly lose that tax break. Now, the Republicans like Kevin Brady are saying, wait a minute, we all agree that we need to save more for retirement. So instead of doing it through the 401k, which you can put the money in tax-free up front, and then you only pay tax when you take it out in your 60s or 70s or 80s as you retire and draw down, he says, let's flip that around. Let's have people move from 401ks to what are called Roth IRAs. And with a Roth IRA, these exist now, you put the money in at the beginning that you've already paid tax on. So I would take money that's already paid tax through my paycheck, put that into the Roth IRA, and then when I take it out in my 60s, 70s, or 80s, I wouldn't have to pay tax down the road. But the big benefit, if I'm Kevin Brady and I'm sitting there in Congress trying to make the math work, is that if we move to Roth IRAs, the government gets the tax money now in the next several years, which helps pay for those tax cuts.
that helps, you just said it, that helps pay for those big tax cuts that are embedded in the thing they call tax reform. Republicans, as I said, are desperate to get tax reform done. They're having a spat with the president over your 401ks. Will they get tax reform done? It's important to them. We're going to be covering that here on The Takeaway in the weeks to come. Heather Long with The Washington Post, thanks so much.
Thank you.